The $3 billion deal would create the world's largest airline. Terry Tripler is a Minnesota-based analyst. He says recent airline mergers are driven by the fact that there are too many relatively small carriers competing for customers. A deal between United and Continental will mean better international service, especially to Asia and South America. Tripler says domestic flyers will probably be better served, except maybe in cities like Cleveland, Ohio, that don't have a lot of competition from low-cost airlines. But Tripler says that's not the case in most of Wisconsin.
Smaller cities in Wisconsin that are served by the United commuter airline, we probably won't see those go up. Where we'll see an airfare go up will be maybe between two major cities where there's not strong low-fare competition.
Tripler says cities like Milwaukee, with a lot of low-cost competition, are well poised to benefit from the United Continental merger.
Southwest, AirTran, and Frontier Midwest are going together. Milwaukee's going to help keep the fares down for all of Wisconsin.
Tripler says oil is the real wild card when it comes to the cost of air travel, and that a giant oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico could drive prices up. The U.S. Justice Department must approve the merger. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.